A warning for our viewers out there, this podcast is in no way affiliated with MasterChef, its contestants, or the production. Hey guys, this is Chef Kelsey Murphy from MasterChef Season 11, and I am here with my filmmaker friend, Pete Ferrero. We are here to chat about MasterChef Season 13, The United Tastes of America. Each week, we're going to break down every single episode, chatting about the contestants, their dishes, and all of the drama that is sure to come. Hey guys, it's Kelsey. I am here with my good friend Pete Ferrero, and we are here to talk about the newest episode of MasterChef. We have another mystery box challenge. Welcome to The Real Eats.
And we've been off for a couple of weeks because MasterChef is, you know, was delayed this last week. So did you find it tough to get back into it, to remember where we were? I wonder if that's a problem for a show like this.
I definitely think that is a problem for a show like this. And we've had a couple breaks already.
Yes.
So with the holidays from 4th of July, and then they delayed with the World Cup, there's just been a lot of breaks. I think we're good to go for the rest of the season. I think we're like streamlining ahead, no more breaks. So hopefully we'll, you know, get back into the swing of things. But it is hard when you like jump right in.
I mean, and we do jump right back in because this week's episode was just as hot as all the previous week's episodes. Two people get eliminated. We will get into that right off the bat. There's going to be a mystery box challenge, as you mentioned. Each station or each region has their own box. It's revealed that that's the same ingredient in each of the boxes. In each region, it is chicken.
Yes, we have a full-on just like chicken challenge. I feel like they're definitely playing into the weeding out of, like, we still have a lot of people. So I feel like a chicken challenge is one of those where, like, let's just weed out some of the people that can't cook chicken.
I mean, so much happens in this episode, and people really lose their chicken shit. I don't know. They are not able to cook chicken. They are not able to stay in their wheelhouse, which was shocking. You know what I mean? And
even when they try to stay on the wheelhouse, they can't.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it turns out to be quite a dramatic episode. So I always like to ask you, what would you have been looking for with the chicken if you were in the group? And would you have wanted to be the one to butcher it?
I would not want the responsibility of butchering it. I mean, I can, but I don't. But I also, I would have wanted a thigh for sure, obviously. I mean, who wouldn't?
Right.
It's the easiest to not mess up. And the best. So I'm just thinking about Charles already. So sorry. I'm going straight to Charles.
I can't wait to get into
that. Yeah, I can't wait to get into that one. But yeah, no, I would have definitely handed that off to somebody else. If I had to do it, I would have. But that's way too much responsibility for me. Like, butchering is not my thing.
It's not an easy task by any means for a novice, or if you're a pro. I mean, you know, sometimes you look at a YouTube video and Gordon's able to just do it as if he did it like last night,
you know,
like in the middle of the night. You know, he's just in his dreams, he's butchering chickens and whatnot.
Yeah, they always make all that stuff look real easy. I'm not as skilled. Granted, I thought they did a really good job. I was pretty impressed when I saw like the cuts come out.
Yes.
I was like, oh, all right. People, they did that. I was almost like, wait, did production switch their pieces? I actually, that went through my mind, and I was like, no, they wouldn't do that. Like, come on, it's just chicken. Like, they
Nobody had a problem.
No, I was really surprised. Usually there's like some drama around that. And I was like, oh, all right, well, move on.
The other thing is, we have to talk about Jennifer, because she had the advantage, and then she throws the team under the bus that helped her get to where she was going this week. It's a part of the game. What did you think of Jennifer's choice? What do you think that was a smart choice, the Midwest?
I think it was. If she was obviously had a target, and that was the most logical thing to do. They have the most people. So, and then that whole team would have to, one, obviously lose 10 minutes, but also split a whole chicken. So, I mean, that puts them at a huge disadvantage.
Yes.
So, good on her for like playing the game.
I agree with you about that, but don't you think she should have owned it a little bit more than kind of playing it off like, I'm a sweet Southern belle, didn't mean to do that to anybody. You know what I mean? Like, just be like, this is a game and this is a part of what I want to win. So, yeah, so sorry. Sorry that happened. You're the best team. Take it as a compliment.
Right. Right. Yeah. Like, just, I do want to see her kind of like break out of her shell a little bit.
Well, she kind of does this week. We'll get to all that later when we cover how things played out.
Once we get this on video, everyone will be able to see my facial expressions when you say things like that. And I'm like, really?
I know. Wayne knows how to butcher. He steps right up. I think he does a great job.
Yeah, that's where you got to see his like technical skills. Like, he was like, I know how to do this. He hammered it out of the park in like 30 seconds. The dude was like, yeah, they almost like made up their time disadvantage.
Find him to be in the way this week.
No, he was not. Although, did you see his, everyone, like, when you watch it, go back and look at his facial expression when Grant gets called up.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, it was good.
Oh, really?
He was a bit jelly.
Oh.
Yeah, there was some envy in his eyes. Granted, you never know, like, was that face from a different time? Who knows? Sure. But it certainly looked like, and hey, if I thought my dish was good and I didn't get called up, like, I'd be pissed too.
Oh, so. I did see it now that you mentioned it. You put it back in my brain. Yes.
Yeah, he wasn't too happy about that one.
He's an interesting character on the show, Wayne, because I think he's under the radar really good. You know,
I would like to hear more about his story. And sure. Like, I feel like we haven't heard very much.
Wasn't he a baseball player? Did I make that up?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
So I'm very interested. Once we kind of get down, probably maybe, I don't know, top 10.
Let's see what happens.
Hopefully we learn more.
Let's see if he's still there next week.
Well, right.
Know? Yeah. Okay. So we get into the competition. It's intense. I was going to say that the Midwest gets shut down, that they have to wait 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's huge. Not only do you have to wait 10 minutes to start cooking, but that even means like to start butchering as well. So that's a huge disadvantage, especially for the person who's butchering, because they're not able to go in and shop while everyone, you know, they're having to butcher while everyone else is shopping. So, I mean, again, luckily Wayne knows what he's doing, so he's not losing a ton of time on that one. But a 10-minute disadvantage is huge.
It's big. I mean, did that ever happen to you? And this feels like a new thing that they've been doing in the shows over the last year or so. I watch Next Level Chef a bunch, and they did it there too.
Yeah, they've done it there. I mean, like Top Chef has done it. You know, places.
What's that? I've never seen that show.
Like, I don't know what that
we means. Only talk about MasterChef.
Right. Yeah.
I only watch Fox MasterChef. I don't know anything about any other cooking competitions.
Fox.
Right.
It's a great way to kind of like put someone at a huge disadvantage. 10 minutes is big. Like five, I thought is enough.
Yes.
But 10 is big. So they were definitely in a huge disadvantage. Granted, they did then have time to like think about what they wanted to do. So you do have more time to kind of like process and be like, all right, this is going to be my time. At 10 minutes, I need to do this and this. You know, there's a little gameplay on that. Like, you have time to actually think about what you're going to do and make sure that you have enough time to execute it. So I don't know. I would almost enjoy having that time to like collect my thoughts.
Totally. True, but like 2 minutes.
Right. Not 10. 10 is a little much.
2 minutes, you might be like, okay, I collected my thoughts. I know what I want to do.
Right. 10's a little much.
I have to wait 8 more.
Right. And they are making chicken. So,
yeah.
You know,
everybody's picking their pieces. They're waiting there. And Gordon says, they look pissed.
Yeah, they did. I mean,
they did look
Grant
pissed.
Looked pissed. He's got a good, like, pissed face. Like a good way to
Kyle,
put it.
Kyle, Grant is the dude that couldn't make mashed potatoes.
Correct.
Kyle is the one I am becoming a huge fan of.
I love Kyle.
He's my favorite.
He's so likable, and is like his
comments are hilarious.
His comments are great. Like whenever they did a great job editing it because he's got so many good comments in there that he
puts
amazing.
You right in the front seat of being there, which is which is very cool. Anyway, but Grant was really wanting to redeem himself this week because of the mashed potato gate.
Yeah, he goes for it again.
He does.
He's like, I'm going to make him again. Redemption.
Yes, and I thought that was going to blow up in his face, but it actually turned out to be okay. Let's talk about Charles. So everyone's picking different things, right? Mm-hmm. Who wants a breast? Who wants wings? Who wants the thigh? How would you describe what Charles picked? Because I don't even think it's literally something to pick, but his interaction with Gordon over the selection was epic.
Well, my thoughts are kind of twofold on this. So first of all, it seemed like he actually wanted that. Like it wasn't like, there's nothing left. It's like he actually chose that and was like, yeah, that's perfect for me. Like, I don't.
Exactly.
Right?
You've seen challenges on many cooking shows where it's like, shit, that's all they got was the carcass. He's using meat off the carcass and whatever he can pick up, but he's going to make it work. This is the disadvantage, but he selected the disadvantage.
I have a fellow chef sitting next to me, and I would like, so for example, we are watched a show. They got to pick pieces of a chicken. This person actually picked just the carcass. Fine. Make a stock. Put it in a pressure cooker. He took little pieces off of the carcass and put them on a skewer.
Teriyaki.
Chicken teriyaki from carcass pieces. It was terrible.
Yeah.
It was terrible. Put it in a pressure cooker. Make a sauce out of it. Gordon would have gone nuts for that.
Yeah.
Show some skill. Then you had the freedom. You could have done whatever you wanted with that. Then you'd have this unctuous sauce. So anyway,
Gordon has had it with him.
Oh my gosh. I love when he when Gordon
interacts with Charles.
When he interacts with Charles, anybody that does something really effing weird like that.
But they have had a multiple encounter.
Yeah, multiple times, right?
This with Charles. Can I tell you, Kelsey, it's got to the point when I see Charles on screen, I'm nervous. He could just be walking in to start the episode, and I feel like
he's going through that guy's head.
He's already off.
Right. And did you see it once when they showed his plate?
I don't know what it was. They're interacting. Gordon asks him, what piece of the chicken is this little item? He has.
And he actually put that on a skewer. It was like.
He's trying to answer it.
Skewered it.
That right. is a.
I think that's the wing. No. Yeah. The wing? What? Oh my gosh. God. It was.
The thing about this show is that. Here's the thing. They've already recorded the show. Right. So. They're watching this in real time as we are. So I wonder if Charles, who clearly is not going to be, I don't know what happens. I have no inside information. Knowing how things are going right now, I do not see him being in the top three at the end of this competition.
Yeah, that's not how it's playing out.
But I'm wondering what he's thinking as he sees this shit unfold. On the weekly, but because Gordon says that he's on a different planet.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah. Not a cooking planet. If any of the judges or the producers or anybody watches this, I would really love a new. Yeah, sorry. Listen, I always say watches. Listens to this. I have an idea for next season. Can we just have a single, just middle of a competition, just you're out. Someone does,
but that's kind of what
something weird, and just be like, you're eliminated. Oh, like you get one per season, you just walk out the door, you're out.
So you're saying not that there's a double or something, because this is going to be a double this week, but you're saying in the middle of this, Charles is competing. He shows Gordon his carcass meat teriyaki, and then before he can even continue to make the teriyaki skewers, Gordon or Joe or Arone says, You're out. Get out.
Of the MasterChef kitchen. Just like Kendall would have already been gone for the apple duck.
Wait, like, was that Kendall or was that Charles?
No, that was Kendall.
Kendall was the one also with the churros.
Yeah, the churros and the apple duck. That was one challenge.
That's right.
He would have been totally gone. they should.
And Charles would have been gone multiple times as well. Sometimes I don't know, because I feel like Charles and Kendall both make me nervous.
Yeah.
Wayne makes me nervous because he's in the way. And I said this week he wasn't in the way. You know what I mean? So I didn't feel as much nerves this week with him. But Kendall actually has a pretty good week this week.
Yeah.
You know, he's making some good. But you've said this before on this show, you know, when you get into the barbecue zone, if you're a barbecue person, there'll be weeks that you can excel, and then there'll be weeks when you try to make an apple duck. So
I have no idea what happens next week, but we get a preview that next week is a baking challenge. Mm-hmm. I'm very nervous for Kendall.
I'm shaking right now for Charles.
Right. So it's got to be one of the two of them next week.
Yes,
right?
I would imagine. So let's talk about this roulade that Sarah is attempting to make.
Sarah's attempting a roulade for everyone. I assume everybody knows what this is, but this
no,
is...
explain it.
So
this is why you're
she
here.
She takes her chicken and she flattens it out. So it gets it like pound. Well, you should pound it out, get it nice and thin. And then you layer your whatever you want in it. You can put like prosciutto or spinach and cheese and whatever. And then you roll it up and you cook it in the pan. So you just like,
have you made one of these?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it challenging?
Yes. Yes, it is. It is challenging to, you know, like get the chicken cooked properly, making sure like everything inside is cooked properly and you didn't burn the outside. It is hard to like make sure it's not dry. It's actually, I think, harder to do with thighs, which is what she chose. Because you don't have as much like good surface area to work with. It's a lot easier with breast. I'm surprised she didn't take the breast.
Yeah.
I think it's easier that way to do it. Also just, and Gordon pointed this out. I think it was Gordon that pointed this out. Like, just not good strategy.
Well, I mean, she's also on the team that's 10 minutes behind schedule. Right. So, I mean, let's say you're on that team. I'm curious what, I mean, it's hard to say what you would have done because you don't know what you would have gotten. There's a lot of, you know, randomness to that, to this concept. But so she had the thighs, right? Is that what we're saying?
Yeah.
So
she had the best cut.
Put you in Sarah's position. What would you have done?
Again, I'm going to stay like in my wheelhouse. Like, I mean, the judges want like crispy skin, chicken thigh. Like, I'm going to go into that pantry and grab like all the amazing, like different types of wild mushrooms that they have, like get all the mushrooms.
Mm-hmm.
And then I actually, hopefully, because no one would have taken the carcass, I'm going to make a quick stock and a awesome pan sauce. So I'm just going to do like some mushrooms with this, like I'll probably do some braised greens on it. And then this crispy chicken thigh and this, like, I'll use the mushrooms and the stock to make this like really savory, unctuous, umami chicken sauce that we'll pour over it, and like there you go, put some greens on it, like perfect, very like technical, executed in an hour easily, in 50 minutes I could do it in 30 minutes,
right? Give yourself a little room for something to not go as well.
Let
as
the
planned.
Ingredients shine. Don't like and don't like don't try something totally new. Granted, I will give her some credit, like yes, like I and I'm going to say talk about this later. She went for something a little bit more elevated.
But this was the wrong moment in time when you're 50 minutes.
Definitely. When, yes, you're already like at a disadvantage.
I don't know who Sarah is.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know if she's ever been on. I have never seen her cook anything. I mean, I think last week we were watching her and someone said Sarah, and we said, who's Sarah? I mean, she's in the forefront this week because of her choice to try to make this this roulade.
Yeah, but it is hard in this edit for, like, when you have this many contestants. If you're not in the top or the bottom, you're not going to get camera time. And so we really haven't seen her yet. And then she gets eliminated. So
yeah, I mean, essentially, like, what happens is that she's Joe even tells her, you're taking a big risk, and she knows it. She knows at that point that she's, but is it hard to shift gears at that point? I'm just curious.
It is, because they're on a team of five. There's no other chicken.
Right.
Like, you're already making your roulade. You already had it in the pan. You already were burning it with the butter. there's not much else to do.
It must be the worst. Point. I mean, you were the greatest champion of all time, but you did have one week where it wasn't a great week for you. And when you're in that moment of knowing that,
It's terrible. I still, again, like I've said this before, I still have nightmares about it. Because it's terrible.
You won the show.
I know, but I still have nightmares that I didn't. That they're like, oh no, we're taking it away. Like, I'm like, no, it already happened.
No, you believe me. You are the master chef.
I know, but okay, it's just subconscious. It's a big thing. It's PTSD, I swear.
Okay, I understand.
Have you tried to make that thing since?
What was the
I was making sole meunier, and I burnt the brunoisette, which is like the brown butter sauce you finish it with.
Uh-huh.
My pan was too hot, and you do it like at the last, like literally the last 30 seconds, and the butter hit it and it immediately burned. And there was like, I had to just plate. There was nothing else I could do.
Right.
And so then I poured this burnt butter that. It was just terrible, but there was nothing I could do. I was just like, well,
it's relevant for this episode because you've had the experience that some of these people are in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know that when in that moment, there's very little you can do to fix
it. The interesting thing, though, is I don't know if any of these three people who were on the bottom actually knew that their dishes were bad.
We'll talk about the bottom when they get to the bottom, but when Sarah was walking up to be in the bottom, she says, well, maybe the flavors will shine. No, nothing's going to shine. You are in the bottom. How is anything going to shine at this point?
Right.
You know what I mean? Nothing's shining. You are not in the conversation. You're not in the reverse.
You're definitely not in the top. Like,
you missed flavor. It. Yeah.
Right. You're so not
nothing
saved.
Nothing is going to save you. Kennedy, well, let me ask you. I was going to say Kennedy is crushing it. I love her. I think she is legit. I think she's smart. Yeah.
Yeah. She understands the game.
Yes.
She understands the game. She has unique ideas. We don't see people do like German food very much. Like, she's showing really good technique and flavors that she's comfortable with, like cooking the food how it should be. Like, she understands the game. She's going to, I hope she goes far.
Like, me too. Me too. I really like her a lot.
She deserves it so far. She's done a really
good
job.
I think she's in Colorado, supposedly, according to this thing. I don't know where she is now.
Yeah, she lives on a bus.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Well, and we can also talk about Lizzie.
This is where I was going to go next, is Lizzie.
Okay, we can go to Lizzie.
I like Lizzie so much.
Yeah.
She just comes across, in some ways, she reminds me of you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Personality-wise, mm-hmm. a little bit. I mean, obviously, there's big differences.
Right, she's got the headband on.
The headband is probably it.
Right, yeah.
Not so much this week.
No, so she steps up and volunteers to butcher, which is great. Yes. It took her, I think, quite a minute. I don't know how long. They didn't really show like exactly how long. And she gets a breast.
Yes.
Fine. But then like all she did.
What happened to Kelsey?
I don't know. They didn't really like show what
the
happened,
only time we see her is it's undercooked, it's overcooked, undercooked, whatever, you know what I mean? It's just, it looks like a total disaster in the pan.
Yeah, well, and like, and that's all that she was able to execute.
That's
in
right.
an hour. Like, she literally just got that.
What happened?
I don't know. I'm like, she's so lucky.
She is so lucky.
Yeah, I mean, and they comment.
And
I mean,
they sold her that she's lucky.
Yeah, yeah. She was very lucky because, like, literally you had an hour and you cooked a chicken breast poorly. Like, I don't even know what it would look like when they, if they cut into it. Like, was it done? I don't know.
Well, at one point, it did not look done at all.
No, no, no. And then she, like, gave up on, like, any other components of the dish. I'm like, what happened? Like,
she just must have blanked out. You think the butchering just fucked with her time and mind?
I think that fucked with her time and mind. And then I think she probably, I'm sure she had, like, a million components going on.
In her brain.
Yeah, in her brain, and maybe even on the stove, but she just, like, couldn't bring it together. Like,
We're going to have to put a pin in this.
I feel for her because she's, like, all the, like, her station's, like, all the way in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And I can just feel for her just, like, being back there, just being, like, I mean, I can, like, see it unraveling just
right.
As she's back there, just, like, watching, just being, like, I don't know what to do. Like, yes. You know, it's a terrible feeling, but it's, like, something got a hold of her brain and it like couldn't function. Like she just like couldn't.
She blanked.
Yeah.
She couldn't blank. She blanked on a chicken. Yeah. Like on a chicken.
Yeah. It's like when you walk up on stage and you're just like,
bleh. What am I supposed
like,
to say?
What am I, yeah. What do I say? Yeah.
You have
just
the note
totally
cards in
froze.
Front of you. Like just not doing anything right.
Yeah. Like, I mean, obviously she's skilled enough to like put together a chicken dish, you know, like she's not a master chef, but she wasn't in that moment. Like that's when the pressure gets to you and the clock gets to you and like all the burners around you and the craziness, she lost it. And like, she should be like thanking Kennedy a million times over because
yes. And I
it
mean,
seems
honestly,
to happen almost every episode that
the
like,
thing is that this show is very interesting where you can drop to the bottom so quickly and or like in the case of Kendall,
yeah.
Rise
mm-hmm.
out of nowhere in the right week.
Yeah.
Someone else I want to mention is Brynn.
Right.
You know, I'm rooting for Brynn here.
Right.
This.
You love Brynn.
I do love
and
Brynn.
And her poor, like, region is, like, dwindling. The Northeast is not
yes.
doing so hot.
Right. I know what you mean. Yes. She's Pervy is also in the Northeast as well.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
But what I like about Brynn this week, and Gordon complimented her on stepping up, and she redeems herself this week, I feel, from the team challenge last week. She is really a good cook, and she's able to execute dishes properly. She's the one that made the chicken cacciatore, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do
you have any comments about Brynn? Oh, shit. Are we going to argue? I feel like we're about to argue.
No, this is where I am going to have a little bit of a harsh criticism.
Of Brynn?
No, not of Brynn.
Okay.
But in general. Like, we saw...
Don't
this
come
week,
at Brynn.
No, I'm not coming at Brynn.
Yeah,
I'm coming at, like, them as a whole.
The group, the entire cast,
the entire group. We saw, like, a teriyaki chicken skewers made of, you know, blah. And I'll take that one out. That's why I just, like, put it up there first. Chicken marsala. We saw
classic.
Chicken cacciatore.
Love it.
We saw butter chicken. Like,
nope.
I'm just surprised we didn't see, like, chicken parm. Or, like, I'm just like, can we be a
sure.
little bit more...
Kennedy.
Creative.
Be more Kennedy.
Inventive and, like,
yeah.
You guys are...
It's valid. It's valid.
I don't want home cooking.
You
want
home
it.
Cooking elevated. You want an elevated dish.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But not even chicken cacciatore elevated. Like, I want not that.
Jennifer has been shot out of a cannon. She had 2 weeks in a row back to back. She looked unstoppable. And she didn't make a chicken dish. She made a risotto.
Right. With green peppers. And it was not
she's
risotto.
Almost like she
did you see it?
It looked awful. It almost this was like
it was like rice pilaf.
The chicken.
It was just rice pilaf with arborio rice. It was not risotto.
It was almost like the mystery box opened up and somehow the chicken looked like rice to her.
Yeah. And like with Southern Greens.
Yes, Joe really gave
it was very, it was very like discombobulated, and rightfully so. Joe like gave it to her, because also then you're making risotto for him that's not risotto. Like stop making it. You're not gonna do it right. No, has he ever been a fan?
No, he's never been a fan of someone's risotto. And
I'm sorry, I'm getting so heated right now.
Well, I'm heated about her in a way, because two or three things. One, she's doing the Southern Belle, cute Southern Belle mom thing, which is great. I'm sure she is that in real life. I'm not questioning her authenticity. The coaching thing is annoying, when she's like coaching her own team and saying things like, just please be quiet. Like, I just want to focus on my dish.
She's got like six kids or something like that. That's why that comes out. Yeah.
Okay. I'm with it. But so she's doing that, but she's the one that's not executing her dish.
Right.
So stop the leadership stuff and focus on your risotto, because it's not going well. This was not a good week for her.
And again, I'm going to say, like,
I'm harsh. That was harsh.
I am too. I mean, I don't think that she knew it wasn't good. Like, I don't know if she had any idea.
She kept on thinking up until the very last minute before they called her name, like, okay, I wasn't in the top, but this is a great dish. So when she heard her name, she was in total shock.
Yeah. I will say it was at least plated in a nice, composed manner. And the chicken actually looked like it was cooked properly. So I'll give her like those two things. Those two things looked like they were executed well. But
yeah, so nice of you to say that after all the other stuff.
Well, I got it. Like, I know.
Kyle made the funny comment. It's hard to get used to the intensity of being asked direct, blunt questions.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was perfect. Again, like, putting you right in the moment of
sometimes they treat you like a moron for doing what you did.
Yeah, like, it's so true.
So funny. It's what we're thinking.
They walk around and just like, oh, what is this? Are you sure? Like, I don't know. Yes, that's what I did. I don't.
I knew there was going to be problems for Pervy when Gordon came up to her so excited that she was making butter chicken. Like, his enthusiasm for the butter chicken and where he had been and seeing it at the top place where it was invented, you know, like he time traveled back in time and had the first butter chicken, you know, that's how he treated it. It was the level of expectation.
Gordon Ramsay, I would rather make beef Wellington for Gordon Ramsay.
Sure.
Then I would make butter chicken for Gordon Ramsay. That's like a known thing that he is like loves, and like is a big, like, Indian food is like a thing that he knows. Like, you don't.
Are you an Indian food fan?
Love it.
Me too. Have you had a great butter chicken somewhere in your life?
Yes. And I've actually made it quite a few times.
Okay. And you're not from India. So you don't have the authenticity.
No, and I don't. And so, like, I even made it
what
for
I'm saying
a friend,
is,
and I was like, is this supposed to taste like what? I don't know. I don't know if this tastes right. I got a good approval, but
here's the difference. Pervy should know what it should taste like. This is where I was going with this.
Right. Yes, she should. It did not look right.
She came into this competition with authenticity in her Indian cuisine.
Yes.
What happened?
I don't know. Did you see the naan too?
What happened?
It looked like my kid's Play-Doh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That was very disappointing.
It was very disappointing. And I, again, feel bad because I don't think she thought it was bad.
Right.
Like, again, I don't think she thought it was bad.
Yeah.
So
right, let's talk about the top four and then we'll get to the bottom three.
Okay.
We kind of alluded to some of that, but Bryn is back my girl Bryn. She's back in the four. Did you agree with that she should be in the top four?
Yeah.
You agree with that? Okay.
You know,
Just making sure.
I would have liked a little less rustic on the plate. Wow.
Okay.
It was very what Chicken Cacciatore is, you know, like,
right.
Let's elevate it into something.
I'll give you that. Yep.
I'll never be able to sway you.
No. Kendall.
Yep.
He's in the top four. This is amazing. This is a kid that was so happy for heroes. And that looked like duck duty.
I actually, like, surprisingly, I got a little emotional for the guy. Like, I was really happy for him.
I was happy too, and they loved his sauce.
Yeah, I did
his barbecue sauce.
Yeah, Gordon says he's gonna take it home.
Gordon's gonna take it home. Like, that's not something that I don't think we've ever seen that in the 13 seasons of the show. No. That he liked it so much that he would take the portion of something of the dish home.
And it looked nice. The presentation was nice. Like, it was composed. Good on Kendall. It was great.
I do think, and I don't know this, that may have been the highlight of his time.
I told you, I'm worried for him next week.
Yes, but I mean, it looked really good. He did what he had to do. He redeemed himself that week, and he proved that he belongs in the competition despite some of his...
Like, Joe's comment was awesome. That was one of my favorite moments. Because that was like a really great compliment that Joe said.
That's something we don't have the mastery of.
Yeah, this is what I love. This is something that the three of us, you know, like big names, cannot do. And you gave it to us, something that, like, we are unable to produce something like this.
That was a very nice comment.
And that was awesome. I really liked that comment. And I thought it was very appropriate. And obviously, like, for Kendall, that might be like the highlight of
his time on MasterChef.
I don't know.
I will say he was waiting for, like, it was such a nice compliment, but I saw Kendall's face waiting for, like, but. And it never came.
Yeah. No, you're good.
All right. He was doing. He was like doing like. All right.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Grant is the Midwest. Grant redeems himself with the potatoes.
Yeah.
What did you think of Grant? Yeah.
Same. It's similar to the Cacciatore. It was, again, like, it looked great.
Was it rustic?
Rustic.
It was a little too rustic. I just wanted to see if you were just singling out Bryn for being too rustic.
No, I'm not just singling out Bryn. Grant's was a little too rustic for me. Right. I mean, and again, that's kind of like the nature of those dishes, but, like,
yeah,
let's, you know, do it a little better.
Okay. Well, so, but it was nice to see that he knows how to make mashed potatoes.
Yes. And I think it was well executed. I think the flavors were probably great. So, and he did a lot in, mm-hmm. he had 10 minutes less than everybody else.
Yes,
so
that's
true. So he got a lot accomplished in that.
Yeah, but so,
time.
Okay, that's a valid point too, to make a point to you that Sarah tried to make a blanked on the road, a roulade, and did not make use of her time.
No.
Grant makes a Marcella.
Yeah, makes very good use of his time.
Yeah.
He probably understands the dish very well. So, like, you know, like,
yes.
Pick something that was impressive and he was able to execute and had done before.
Kennedy.
Yeah, we talked about hers.
As a top dish again. She's really good.
Yeah. Yeah, we like her. We're fans.
I really feel like this week she put herself at this is the person to beat.
Yeah, I'm sure, like, the other contestants are seeing her as a front runner for sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're probably like, oh, Kennedy again, Ling. You know.
But I noticed this week when they have the top four, they still do the whispers. You know how I always talk about Gordon and the whispers?
Always, every time.
But it's a different kind of whisper because it's all positive. Courageous, intelligence, delicious, right? So
right.
I don't know which person he's talking about, but I'm one of the four that is courageous or intelligent.
Right. And it's big because, like, they're going to get the immunity pin. So there's a big thing on the line. Like,
yeah,
it's kind of an all or nothing. Like, you really want that, obviously.
Right. Okay. So
Kendall probably could have used
who did you think?
I was like, oh, maybe Kendall's going to get it. But as soon as Joe started commenting about, like, but that's all he did, and, like, how inventive and creative and well thought out Kennedy's was, I was like, oh, okay, they're giving, like, Kennedy's going to get it. Cause then Joe was like, I'm sure, like, Joe gives it away. If you watch
sometimes.
Him. Yeah, yeah. You can tell, like, if he's happy or not.
Yes. Okay.
You know, so I knew Kennedy was going to win. So
and Kennedy does win.
And I think she should have.
Yeah. I mean, clearly she was the most inventive,
yes.
You know, and, she made this, I don't remember if she said that she's German. Did she say that?
No, they just have a big, like, their German fest out in Colorado.
But
like
she
a big
leaned
thing.
Into something cultural, right? And I'm saying, just generally speaking, it's a German dish.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right.
And she nailed it.
Yeah.
Now let's go to the bottom, three.
Yeah, let's go to that one.
Another cultural dish. Hervey's butter chicken, and she's in the bottom three.
Right. Did not nail it. It didn't look right. It looked dry. Most basic dish, like Indian dish you can make.
I know. And the naan looked like you mentioned.
Looked
raw.
Terrible.
I think, you know, and I think this was one of those weeks where they eliminated two people and they started with just, we'll talk about Sarah was also in the,
yes.
In the bottom as well. And she did regret making the roulade. So she's going to be in the bottom too as well. What did you think about Sarah being in the bottom?
I mean, I think well-deserved. It looked like a mess. You know, the whole thing fell apart. You know, I think she just like tried to stuff it with whatever she could. And then the salad thing on the side was weird and didn't go with the dish at all. You can like tell when people are just kind of like not, you know, like thinking just I don't know. And like
oh, I love
not
on Sarah's
composure. Like
Sarah's dish, Aaron says that this reminds him of one of those Italian.
Yes. I'm like, oh, no.
And that's not a good thing.
No, you just got compared to the Olive Garden.
No doubt.
And the Olive Garden is much better, I think. I like the Olive Garden.
Okay, so I'm sorry. I am Italian.
So am I.
I'm going to stick up for Joe. And I hear you're Italian and you think the Olive Garden is okay?
I like soup, salad, and breadsticks. What's wrong with all you can eat soup, salad, and breadsticks?
There's a lot wrong with it.
I'm being shooed out of my kitchen.
there's a lot.
Generally,
wrong. A
Levi
lot
says generally a lot.
Yeah. So I mean, you're the master chef. You should not be saying Olive Garden is amazing.
You know, it has a time and place. Taco Bell can be amazing too.
I refuse to go to places like that, Kelsey. Gosh. There, oh, my whole
I'm sorry,
family
with my pinky up.
My whole family.
Mister, I live in LA.
Yeah. Okay,
I'm from the fucking Midwest, man.
Yes. So I agree with Aron's statement here. And then feel terrible because her dish was that bad. When he equated it to.
I know. That was like my one thing being on the show. I was like, please don't ever like insult me like that. Like I don't want to be. Yes.
You're an Applebee's.
Oh my gosh. Can you imagine? Or like you get the airplane food thing. Like, oh, this is something I would imagine getting on a Delta flight.
Spirit.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Jennifer, as you said, is so excited she's walking up there. You know, she believes one of her dishes is probably going to be a finalist, and now she's in the bottom three.
Yeah, not good. It just did not come together. It wasn't going to come together.
Yeah.
Like, you just don't do risotto like that. It's not risotto. The whole thing was a mess. But I think
Joe just ripped into her.
Oh yeah,
it's not a big reference point.
I'm surprised
too much wine.
All three of you just go.
I thought we were, you know, that's where I were. I thought you were going before because I thought they all three of these dishes looked really bad. Mm-hmm. But they like Jennifer.
I think so. I think they see her potential. I mean,
2 weeks in a row,
she had won the last two challenges. Yeah, it's hard to like
advantages, immunity.
Like
yeah. Mm-hmm.
So. I think she deserves a second chance.
Did you at that point have an idea of who was going home? And we knew that there would be two. So we knew that was coming because in all of the promotional stuff, it said that there was two that was going to be eliminated. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So we knew that. Yeah. And I would have picked those two for sure.
Yes. So. So Sarah is up first as the one that's going to be eliminated. Mm-hmm. That was of no surprise to me.
No.
We barely knew you, you know, so, I feel badly for that because she really didn't have much TV time. I would like to ask her about
that. Yeah, well, we can ask her about that.
Sure. And so it feels like that's the end of the episode, but then Gordon says, no, wait. After that intense discussion, which was a lot of whispering, and we have to do this and all this stuff. Yeah. Pervy is gone too.
Yeah, which I wonder for them if that actually was a surprise. Like, did Gordon allude to that before the challenge that, like, hey, this might be double or not? Or was this like a complete surprise to them? I mean, obviously production knew that they were going to send two people home. Like, that was obviously planned, but I don't know.
The thing is they obviously, well, maybe, and we can find out from them if they had an idea that it would be a double going into this.
Right.
But, the thing about Pervy, why she had to go, was if you are cooking an authentic dish that you are known for, you have to be held accountable for not executing that dish.
Right. Well, and they even said that. They kind of alluded to the fact that it wasn't going to be good. Or if you catch on or hear edits later, it's kind of like they said this has to be
right.
Perfect.
Yes.
Like, it can't be a misstep. Like, she has to,
because she's perfectly. She is. It's like she painted herself into that corner.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is really hard when you're doing a very iconic classic dish.
And there are other great Indian dishes.
The same
dishes.
Reason, like when I did my sole meunier, very classic, iconic, messed it up. Like, there's no saving it. It just, you messed it up.
So those are the two, Sarah and Pervy go.
Yep.
I had a note here about, Jennifer essentially sent Sarah home because she's the one who gave the time restraint to Sarah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they call her out on that. They say to Sarah that you're gone because of Jennifer, essentially. I don't know if that's 100% true because, you know, other people on that team had no problem executing dishes and they weren't in the bottom. So,
yeah, it's a good angle to spin. But I think Sarah with 10 extra minutes, I mean, her chicken just would have continued to cook. So,
gotten
more dry. So,
I
don't know if that would have saved her.
Looking at next week.
Yes. I'm excited.
Cakes. I can't wait to see some of these people make some cakes.
I love it. I personally, as someone who loves to bake, love these challenges. So I'm excited for it.
Before we look at next week's episode, let's predict who we think might do really great and who might not do great. Ooh. I actually believe Wayne will do okay.
Oh, I think Wayne will do okay, and probably Madam Donut.
Madam Donut. Well, this MD again.
Madam has to do well, right?
It, again, to the Pervy point, if Madam Donut cannot execute a cake, she's got a big problem next week.
Right. So those two. Charles
isn't going to have problems.
Charles and Kendall are going to have some big problems, I think.
I think in the clip, somebody's having problems with their layers. I think it was Kendall. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's so many layers.
There's so many layers. I think this is going to be super fun. I mean, there's a lot that's going to go wrong in a baking challenge. It's like a huge setup. Super fun.
I can't wait. I think we've covered this pretty good, right? What do you think?
We did. Let's be done with chicken. I'm over the chicken. I will not be making chicken for dinner tonight.
This is great. What did you think of this week's episode?
It was good. I'm still waiting for the elevation here. I'm waiting for these cooks to really get out of their shells and get more comfortable in the kitchen. I think we'll get there, but I'm come on, guys. Gordon needs to sit him down. I'm hoping and be like, guys, we need more. We casted you for a reason. Bring it. All right, guys. Thank you for tuning in to The Real Eats. We will see you next week. But next up, we have two interviews, one with Pervy and one with Sarah. So if you need a quickie, Go listen to our interviews for their reaction to what went down during the chicken challenge. See you later.